Hello.
Hey John, this is Sid. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir.
I hope I didn't call you at a bad time.
No.
Perfect. I was actually following up after your conversation with one of our managers, Forrest, if you remember, about your property on Richland Drive in Lynchburg.
I've spoke to a lot of people about it. I'm not sure who you're talking about.
Okay. Actually, Forrest asked me to give you a call to see if you, are still interested in selling it, and if so, if you are available today around 4:30 for him to give you a call.
Well, at this point, I'm gonna try to fix my house. I had a tree fall on it, and I'm gonna
Yes.
try to fix it. Yeah, I'm trying to get it fixed now. So I'm gonna see how that turns out.
Right. So if you're available, can Forrest give you a call and talk about it? We can hopefully help you with that as well.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. So today at 4:30 then, would that be a good time?
No, I'm not interested in, talking to anybody more about Selden right now.
Sorry, could you repeat that, please?
Let's see, I'm really not ready to sell it right now. I got other things, to take care of right now.
Right. It would just be a 10-minute phone call. We can help you, take care of everything house related without,
I'm
taking up
just
a lot
not
of your time.
interested. Yeah, I'm just not interested right now. I
Right.
appreciate your effort, though.
No problem, John. And if may I ask, have you already everything got lined up for the repair and everything?
I think so.
And is there a timeline you're working towards? Have
He said,
you has the contractor given you any time? When can this be done?
yeah, they're going to start on the 28th of this month.
28th. Right. And have you ever thought about, just selling it as is without losing a lot of money on it instead of fixing it up?
Well, I thought of it, but I'd rather, I don't know any other place I'd like to live right this time, So,
We
I'm.
have a lot of other properties as well, which is why I was saying that, we can help you fix this one while we hopefully provide a place where you guys could stay while this gets fixed.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm happy with it now. I mean, they put a ceiling in for me already in the kitchen, and just waiting for them to put a roof on.
Right, which you said would start on the 28th.
Yes, sir.
And once that done, do you think you would be looking to sell it then, or would you like to stay?
Well, if I got down to where I can't take care of it, I'd be willing to sell it. Yeah.
Right. So would you like to start that process? By process, I mean, we'll give
Not
you a
really.
call,
I
talk
mean,
about it, and then see if it suits your timeline.
I understand you're pretty good at pushing the issue, but I'm just happy, just to let it ride.
Yeah, no problem. And once you're done, we can reach out to you afterwards as well. So, there is
Yeah.
no problem in that department.
Have you, where are you all located?
We are located in Ashland.
In where, sir?
In Ashland, Virginia.
Ashland?
Yes.
Ashland, Virginia? Right. Well, I appreciate it, your effort. I mean, you can't make money if you can't get anybody. I used to be in sales, so I understand where you're coming from,
Yeah, no problem. Because, unlike other people, we try to provide custom solutions because, every house owner has a different kind of situation. So we try to provide custom solutions to them so that they don't have to go through all this trouble.
Right. I understand. That's pretty good. I'll
Thank you for your
certainly
time, though.
remember. Yes, sir. And what is the name of your company?
It's Forest Buys Houses.
forced by spouses?
Yes.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind. I don't know if I've talked to you before.
We have actually spoken, I believe, a month ago or so. You spoke to Forrest himself, which is why he asked me to, you know, give you a call and see if you are available for him to give you a call and talk about it.
Okay. Did he, in other words, wasn't able to make it one time or something, had to re-sign appointment or something?
I think he gave you a call last time and you asked him to give you a call, you know, later down the line, I believe.
Okay, probably.
Which is why he asked me to give you a call.
Right. Well, you know, here's the situation too. See, I only own half this house, so it has to be made through my ex-wife too. She's involved in it, you know, so.
Right.
And my daughter, she's involved in it, so. It would, you know, have to go through all that, you know, before, you know, anything could be done, you know.
Right.
But,
any chance I could have their contact information so I can reach them out?
Well, last time I passed that on, they didn't appreciate that.
Sorry?
I say the last time I did that, the salesman approached them and they didn't like that.
I can reach out. Oh, okay. They didn't like that.
Yeah, they didn't care for that to happen. Right. So,
right. Understandable.
Okay. So anyway, and what is your name, sir?
Sid Peterson.
Spell it.
Sure. It's S-I-D. Sid.
Sid.
Peterson. Last name. That's
Peterson.
Yep.
Sid Peterson. Okay, Sid. Well, thank you for your interest. I don't know if, you know, if I can, you know, be of service anymore. I just, you know, just I'm still in bed and I'd like to just go back to sleep if possible.
No problem. Thank you for your time, John.
Okay. Thank you, Sid.
Have a good one.
You too, sir.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.